chapter 6. Satan got no match on the finished work of Calvary. The death, burial, Jesus went to hell and took the keys of death and Hades, came up 40 days, 40 nights, talking about the kingdom of God, his ascension, glorification, seated at the right hand of the Father, and sending the Holy Spirit. Satan is completely destroyed. If you have received Jesus Christ as a personal Savior and Lord and received new life, Satan cannot touch. I want to assure this, because sometimes when we see so many things, we are frightened. God is God, and he is absolute power. Satan is a creature created being an angel, fell, but he became Satan. But he is still under God, not above God. His power is not supreme. The blood of Jesus is enough for us to stop the works of the enemy. So your life is preserved. But one of the things that this lady mentioned is that your old self, say old self, your old Adamic nature self, your new creature, if you go back to your own nature or the old self, that's the best word, then Satan can come in and attack. And that's an open door. That's an open door, and we want to see a few things. In the body of Christ, there's a call for forgiveness, and there's a call for rekindling the love of God. Say forgiveness, rekindling of the love of God. These are the two things that God has. If you have ought against anybody in the body of Christ, it's good to settle, because it is for your own advantage and for your own protection. You know, Rick Joyner, how many of you know the prophet? In December, he had a visitation. He went to heaven for 6 hours with Jesus. When he came back, the first thing that people were wanting, what did Jesus say? Jesus, he only mentioned the 6 hours that Jesus said was, the church have to love Jesus. The last words of John 15, he said that the Father wants the disciples to love Jesus as the Father loved Jesus. It is a love thing. And it had only been released by the Holy Spirit. Say, love Jesus. God wants you to love Jesus. And when you love Jesus, you love the body of Christ. And in that, Jesus, to Rod Joyner, said this. When you love Jesus, you love by loving the brethren. When you love one another, you're actually loving Jesus. You know, there's a parable that Jesus mentioned in Matthew chapter 25. He said, the parable of what we call the dividing of the sheep and the goat. And the day when Jesus takes his fold and he divides the sheep and his goat. And the sheep will be in the right side, the goat will be in the left side. And the sheep that was obedient began to, come, enter into the joy of the eternal kingdom. For you have done certain things. You have loved the brethren. And Jesus specifically said this. When I was sick, you visited me. When I was naked, you clothed me. When I was in prison, you visited me. When I was hungry, you fed me. And the sheep, the righteous began to ask, when did we see you naked, hungry, sick, and in prison, And Jesus gave a clue of the body of Christ. As much as you have done to the least of the member of the body of Christ, you have done to me. And Rick Jenner, in this conversation with us, he said, when I want to give a treat to Jesus, I take one of the ministers and I give them a good treat I'm giving to Jesus. Okay, he mentioned that it really is something that we got to change, a paradigm shift. We got to say we got to love one another. Say it with me. We got to love one another. Okay, I want to turn with me to Luke chapter 6. Only two verses, and I'm going to share with you the protocol in the spirit realm. How you can defeat the works of the enemy. Luke chapter 6, verse 27 and 28. You got to know the context is it is in the Sermon on the Mount, or what we call the kingdom principle, how to live in the kingdom of God. And here he said, but I say to you, Jesus saying to the disciples in the Sermon on the Mount, how to live. But I say to you, love your enemy. Say with me, love your enemies. Okay, he said, love your enemy. Then he gives us a clue, who are the enemies? Do good to those who hate you. Bless those who curse you. And pray for those who spitefully use you. When Jesus was telling about his disciples, love your enemy, you know, the Jewish thinking was the enemy was a Roman government that has taken over Israel. And they hated the Romans. And so they are understanding when he said, love your enemies, they think Jesus said to love the Romans. But what did Jesus mention about the enemy? Who are the enemy? If I ask you who are your enemy, you have certain things, you may be right in your own way, but let's go back to the scriptural definition of an enemy. To Jesus, the author of life, enemy number one is, here is a title of his sermon, love your enemy. Now you can't love your enemy if you do not know who your enemies are. And this morning, the whole idea is to love, which will have an answer on how to love. Enemy number one, those who hate you. Those who have hateful attitude towards you. To Jesus, he's opening up, he said, they are your enemy. It's an attitude. Those who hate you. And hateful attitude can be felt from an adult to a young person. Even a young child will know when someone hates, there is an attitude of hate, they can feel it. Attitude of love, they can feel it. This is your test, whether the children come to you and play with you because they know they love you. If you are very, you hate them, they will leave. It's an attitude. Say with me, hate. Hate is an attitude. When hate is in your heart, then you have the nature of the old self is working. Satan can come in. Are you with me? Hateful attitude is the nature of the devil. And they can come in. And if you today we want to say by love, you can close that nature. That nature. Love your, enemy number one is those who hate you. So say with me, hate you. Enemy number two, and in Jesus' definition, which is real, is those who curse you. Say with me, curse you. Okay, curse is beyond attitude. Now he uses verbal. He verbally tells you and curse you. Curse, we know by definition, and by we will be going to the unlocking the courts of heaven, you will have definitions of curses. But the curse is calling doom and destruction upon your head. And it goes beyond hateful words, hateful attitude. Now it's coming out in words. He said, those who curse you, those who slander you, the word slander has to do with the devil. One of the names of the devil means slander. Those who tear you down, hateful attitude, now hateful words. Enemy number two, a decree of the enemy. And the third one, enemy number three, is not only they have hateful attitudes, they have hateful words, they have hatefully, they physically, they persecute you, they beat you up, they physically torture you, physically attack you. These are the three keys, three enemies that God, Jesus, is explaining to us. Those who hate you, hateful attitude, hateful words, curse you, slander you, hateful deeds. But Jesus never, he gave the solution, love them. You see, if you harbor this nature of hate and verbally and physically hating them, you attract the enemy to come into your life. Recently, we have been settled with some of the great preachers, some of the preachers who are going in the forefront. Suddenly, there's an attack of the enemy. It puzzled me. And I say, God, what is it? And the Lord spoke to me. This is the enemies. We can open door, and in the protocol of in the spirit realm, everything is legal. Everything is legal. You can, through hateful attitude, words, and deeds, you can open the door and give a legal right for the devil to attack. But Jesus gave us the answer, the protocol. Amen? He said, love them. Love them. And love them. Now, where many of us, you can never understand how to love your enemy. You can't hug and say, I love you, to a person who has hateful attitudes. You will run away from them. Those who curse you, you find difficult to love. And those who particularly persecute you, you find difficult to love. Because our thinking of love is emotional. If I can't feel love, I cannot. But Jesus' love is at the will. Say with me, loving at will. You can will to love a person. You can will to love your enemy. You can will to love those who hate you. But there is a protocol that God gives that can deliver you. Number one, to love those who hate you, Jesus answered, you demonstrate in the natural world, is to do good. When you start doing good, you see, everybody have good, you know, we all are made in an image of God, and in the likeness of God. When the moment they sinned, that was marred, but part of the goodness of God still remain in you. So you say, when you do good, find something. If suppose they have a problem, start doing good. Say, start doing good. In the physical realm, just do good. Find a need, do good. Ask the Holy Spirit. I know the Holy Spirit is giving some filling in the blanks for you what to do. This is filling in the blank. All of us have been hurt, all those who have hateful attitude. God is telling, do good. When you do good, you break the powers of Satan, and the protocol of God is the love will flow through. Say, do good. I don't want to say how. I have my own way, but you got to find some way. Say, do good. In the natural, he said, do good. Help the person. Because normally when a person hates you, you'll find everything to beat them or do everything to for their destruction. God said, do good. So how do you love a person who hates you, hateful attitude? Do good to those who hate you. That's the answer. Do good to those who hate you. Say it with me. Do good to those who hate you. Okay, that is number one. That is the first protocol. Do good. Number two, bless those who curse you. Enemy number two, blessing is the opposite of curse. Do you know you have power of words? Or your words have power? You can bless a person, you can curse a person. And the word curse is calling doom, negative, slander. It makes it difficult. As I said, we all have a good side still remaining a part of life of God. Find the good side and talk about his good side rather than the negative. Look at the positive side of a person. The person may have done everything, but yet there is a certain, he may be kind, he may be generous, he may be helpful. Stop talking about the negative that is cursed. Start talking about the good side. Oh yes, he's a generous man. You know, when anybody, you do something to somebody bad and they talk only about the good side of you, something in the spirit world changes. It's legal in the spirit world. It changes. Satan cannot touch you. Are you learning something this morning? And number three, the last enemy, those who fish, not only verbally attack you or hateful attitude, hateful deeds and hateful work. He did hateful deeds. The answer is prayer. You are the most powerful prayer warrior. When you start praying, God's angel, God's divine power will be intervened. Because you're a victim of someone who is negative. Pray for those who hate you. Pray for those who hate you. Start doing good. You break the powers of Satan. Do good to those who hate you. Bless, opposite of curse. Start looking and talking about the positive side of a person. It changes you. And start praying for those who persecute you, not hate you, persecute you. Start praying, things will change. This is God's protocol. And the life, this is a love your enemy, a life that is based on the word of God and applying it can stand the storm. You know, the end of this particular in Rome, in this Sermon on the Mount, Jesus said this, the wind will come, the wind tests your structure, the rain will come, test your covering, the flood will come, will test your foundation. Life is stormy, life is very testing, but if you live on a life that is based on love, it'll stand through. A life that is based on love will stand through any storm. You'll be, in fact, you'll be stronger and stronger and stronger. Say it with me, stronger, stronger, stronger. Okay, things are changing in the atmosphere. Do good to those who hate you. Bless those who curse you. And pray for those who spitefully use you. You change the course and the world will be a better place to live. Church will change. The call for forgiveness, the call to love is found. You know, if you look on, there is another one. It talks on, but this morning, this is your key. This is your stepping stone. This is your turning point. This is your shift this morning. Things are going to change. Say with me, I will do good to those who hate me. I will bless those who curse me. And I pray for those who persecute me. God will intervene. I will love my enemy. Is it possible? Is it possible to love your enemy? The title of Jesus' sermon is Love Your Enemy. Do good. Bless and pray. It's simple and yet profound to change your life. Amen. Amen. I want the musician to come and hallelujah.